This is a team with 11 seniors. They'll be ready.
Lehigh, the 7th seed, will host the game. They'll welcome Maryland to their campus Sunday at 7:30 Eastern on ESPNU. How about the job, Kevin Cassis, with a very young coaching staff? How about the job, Quint, that he's done with the Mountain Hawks, getting them their first ever NCAA tournament bid?
3 years ago, somebody came up to me and said, hey, keep your eyes on Lehigh. This is an improving program. Last year, I thought they could be in the top 20. They took some close losses. They put it all together this year after an early season loss to Nova, going on a nice win streak. It's a team built around their defense, the number two rated defense in the nation. And their game with Maryland should be a grinded out, low-scoring affair. One area of weakness for Lehigh has been face-offs. Another area of strength has been extra man. To me, this is a toss-up. You know, how does Lehigh handle the success? How do they handle their first trip to the NCAA tournament?
Maryland, they played for the championship a year ago. From what's left, how equipped are they to make a run this year?
Well, when Maryland's played their best, they're an elite team. They've beaten Johns Hopkins. They beat Duke earlier in the season. A little bit inconsistent. Shooting percentage not strong. They don't hit the cage. They have midfielders who really can explode and be great players that haven't played like great players. Guys like Owen Bly blow up against Johns Hopkins, score 4 goals, and has 16 on the entire season. So this is an inconsistent offense that needs to play their best in May. If they want to play against Lehigh, Kevin Cassis, what a job he's done. Talk about taking under-the-radar recruits and making them elite players. This guy is doing it better than anyone.
Yeah, to me, the challenge for Maryland is finding an offense. You know, Joe Cummings has had a nice year, but it's a Terps team that's really slowed things down on offense, taken long possessions, and tried to grind it out. They've struggled in the fourth quarter of games. You know, going into that Hopkins win, that was the first time this season that they put together 4 quarters and were able to win the fourth quarter. They had fourth quarter failures against UMBC. They had fourth quarter failures against Virginia and Carolina. They need to finish. They can play with anyone for 45 minutes. It's the last 15.
Time to reveal our final matchup, the last of our 8 matches.